We're speaking now with Jill Ferguson, assistant to Elgin Middlesex London MP Karen Vecchio. Jill, can you explain to us how you got, and it might be at an early age, how you got started in the political spectrum?
I think there was a group of probably about 20, 25 individuals or women, and we had the opportunity to shadow a member of parliament for the day. So Karen had just been recently elected in the fall, previous fall of 2015, and I went in 2016. So I was able to shadow Karen for the day, follow her to different committee meetings, different stakeholder meetings up in Ottawa. And from there, we just kept in touch. And when I moved to finish university, I moved to Europe following that for about 6 months and then came back and got in touch with Karen. And from there, it just kind of flourished into employment. At the time, it was supposed to be a part-time taking over for one of my colleagues now that had a surgery. And I just haven't left, to be quite honest.
I'm not sure if it's where we are today with the pandemic and that, but working with Karen, what's been one of the biggest challenges for you in working in a office, a constituency office?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, obviously the COVID-19 pandemic has had everyone have to kind of shift, whether it's work or their lifestyle or anything like that. I would say from the perspective of our office is in, you know, the spring of 2020, the fluid information. I mean, every day, many people know that there were changes, there's new programs, new health regulations, all of that. So that was quite a challenging time for my colleagues and myself to make sure, you know, they're calling our office to request assistance and help and looking for advice. And we just always wanted to make sure that we had the most up-to-date relevant information. And sometimes that was a challenge because I was learning or my colleagues and I were learning the information, you know, the same time the general public was, and then, you know, there's immediate questions. So I would say that probably was a big challenge for our office at the beginning of the pandemic.
You know, this sort of developed from when you were in school. What about a situation where there's a young person, a young girl maybe in high school or going into university, much like you did? Is there advice that you would give? It's not always known as a friendly spot for females in the political life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say first and foremost, definitely have confidence yourself. Work hard at tasks that you're given, challenges you're presented with, and just definitely have patience too. I mean, especially in politics, there can be different figures or departments and whatnot, to have patience and just be a positive person. I think that it's extremely important to build relationships, whether that's with local experts or municipal leaders, other members, staff, department officials, anyone that you're working with, to ensure that that you're trusted and that you're able to assist your constituents to the best of your abilities.
Is there a particular accomplishment that you're most proud of?
Yeah, I would say since working Karen's office since 2017, I've obviously met amazing people. I've created lifelong friends that I've worked with and been able to be in the community, whether it's representing Karen at events or different stakeholders meetings. I honestly truly see that as a privilege that I have, and it's an honor to do that. Some of the different projects we've worked on. So in 2017, we hosted a Canada 150 event, which has 1,000 community members that came and just celebrated our country. And obviously over the past winter, different Christmas celebrations weren't the same. So hosting the reverse Christmas party with other local leaders and just being able to bring some sort of joy to our community for, you know, 3 short days. It was not very warm, but just being out there and seeing people and just bringing them joy, whether just in their vehicles, we're proud of that and that was something that we could bring as a community.